Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Well, friends, great to be with you on this Veterans Day 2020, when we honor the veterans that have, well, those of you who have chosen to serve us at some point in your life. Thank you for that. But, you know, everything that you you believe in as a veteran, everything that you fought for, everything that you served for is hanging in the balance. And in fact, there is an interesting piece about, well, actually from a veteran in the Federalist. And it makes an interesting point. And the headline is, "Why I'm Disappointed in Americans This Veterans Day." And the central point of it is that, well, to ask the question, does real truth matter anymore? The greatest threat to everything that a veteran served for, taking the oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, potentially put their lives on the line. Some of you did. Thank you for that. Everything that a veteran stood for in serving us is at threat in America because of the leftist takeover that we have allowed to happen. And it culminates in that real truth just doesn't matter anymore. Take, for instance, the affidavits. Folks, these are sworn affidavits under penalty of perjury of law. This is a big deal. I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Sworn affidavits are not being allowed to be shown on Twitter. And if you've been watching any television, Newsmax or Fox, I've been switching over to Newsmax because I'm so disappointed in Fox. And by the way, I have not verified this, but apparently a longtime Biden staffer, I believe that's what it is, a longtime Biden staffer was just hired as a vice president at Fox News. Now, some would say, well, that's probably smart because then, you know, he's got inroads in the, that's all assuming that Joe Biden actually becomes president, because I don't think he does, folks. Does real truth matter anymore on this Veterans Day? Everything that veterans believe in, that they served for, that many of them fought for, is being threatened by the left and the news media, which are the same. The mainstream media, anyway. Not all media. As we honor veterans this day, there's a wonderful Veterans Day prayer on LID blog, and I'll have it up on my Facebook page. You'll be able to see it. 503-589-1220 AM. 503-589-1220 AM is the email address. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk lane. It sounds like we actually have the phones working today. Not sure what happened yesterday. So those of you who tried to call in, thank you for that yesterday. My apologies. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Now, why, folks, it's all about redistricting. It's not just about the presidency, and it's not just about control of the U.S. Senate. Now, that's a big enough deal. In fact, there's a story on Breitbart today about how Democrats in Georgia and other places are urging people to move to Georgia quickly, specifically, and get registered to vote specifically so they can vote in this January runoff elections in these two U.S. Senate seats, which I'm not sure is actually going to happen, at least in the one of them, because I think a recount's going to happen, and I think there's been all kinds of fraud allegations And in fact, there's a great piece in the Federalist also about Georgia really is ripe for election fraud. And it's how they do something that we do here in Oregon. It's called curing, but they do it differently there. And it is big time open to fraud. That's ballots that aren't signed or whatever. They're allowed to go take them out back for several days after the election. We don't do that here. In Oregon, you can cure the ballot prior to the election, but not after. Oh, and there's more, too. So anyway, friends, suggesting that people move to Georgia from out of state just to vote in the Senate election is a U.S. federal felony. It's a big problem, and Democrats are suggesting it. In fact, there's a bunch of them that are literally on social media talking about it. So what's happened here, friends, is something interesting. Well, all the focus has been on the presidential election, and rightly so, in the U.S. Senate, because of its implications for liberty in America in the long term. What's been neglected and not noticed is the Democrats' $200 million effort nationally to take over state legislatures, because it's all about redistricting congressional seats, U.S. House seats. It's because that then determines, in large measure, who wins control of the House. Republican state legislatures were targeted all across the country by the Democrats with a $200 million program, and they failed miserably. Not only did they fail to pick up a single state legislature from Republican to Democrat, but Republicans flipped New Hampshire in the House and the Senate. Now, Trump didn't win New Hampshire overall. Now, New Hampshire is one of these strange states. It has four congressional districts, and they appoint their electors in the Electoral College based on who wins a congressional district. Trump won one out of four in New Hampshire, but they took the governorship. They took the House and the Senate. In Arizona, the governor wasn't up for reelection. He is a conservative, Doug Ducey, but the legislature is flipping back, apparently, to Republican in the House and the Senate. Now, this is so important, friends, because it is all about redistricting. But it goes along with what should give you heart. Yeah, I know we didn't have a very good time of it here in Oregon, but I tell you, across the rest of the country, there was no blue wave. There clearly, the sentiment of the American people, despite what's happened in our public education system, the brainwashing of that, despite social media being censoring us and in the tank for Joe Biden, despite all of that, and despite the major news stream media just unbelievably against Donald Trump and against Republicans, despite it all, America did not move left. America moved more to the right. You see, we've picked up many House and Senate seats in these state legislatures. We picked up a governorship in Montana. We defended Republican governorships all over the country. Now, if this was a Joe Biden blue wave, that wouldn't have happened. But that's not what happened. What happened is literally not Donald Trump being repudiated and everything he believes in, but rather 72 million people now have voted for Donald Trump. Yeah, Joe Biden still holds an edge, or does he? You see, there is an interesting story on the Gateway Pundit. And I read this last night. I read it off of Parler. And by the way, I'm on Parler now. I'm still on Twitter, but I'll be eventually transmitting everything via Parler. You can follow me at Jeff Krupp. There's a story on the Gateway Pundit that I saw from Parler. And it is about an analysis that shows state by state based on New York Times, okay, that shows how Trump votes were changed to Biden votes. And it happened in most states, including Oregon. Now, this is based on the Dominion software system. Now, Dominion software is used. That's the one that famously or infamously switched 6,000 Trump votes to Biden votes, was caught by a clerk in Michigan. Okay. And it is used by 47 counties in Michigan. John Solomon at Just the News says it's used in 28 states. This article on the Gateway Pundit is, again, they are stressing that it's unaudited, but it not only claims that there were over 500,000 votes switched from Trump to Biden in software systems, including in Oregon, about 2,000 plus, because Dominion is used by some counties in Oregon, okay? But it also alleges, again, unaudited, and people can allege anything. But I want to see some proof of it. But it alleges that 2.8 million votes for Donald Trump just disappeared. Literally just got wiped off the books. Now, again, I want to see proof of that. But when it comes to people swearing things, and I'm going to get to Rebecca here on the other side of the break, so hang on, Rebecca. When it gets to people swearing things in affidavits about what they have seen, and we talked about the numbers of it. If you watch TV last night, Newsmax and other stations, it's stunning. So also is an affidavit, several affidavits, that is the basis of a lawsuit in Michigan that out-of-state vehicles brought tens of thousands of unsealed ballots into Michigan, and that all of them were for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Now, this is not a lawsuit filed by a bunch of hokies. It's the Great Lakes Justice Center, which is a conservative group in Michigan, on behalf of two poll challengers who have literally put forward affidavits under penalty of perjury, of law. This is going to get really interesting. Back in a moment, back with Rebecca at 6:20 in the morning. Happy Veterans Day, but you know, everything that veterans fought for or believed in or served for is hanging in the balance, because truth doesn't matter.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
And you can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am, like Dwight did, about, oh, Joe Biden's coronavirus advisor wants the U.S. to distribute our vaccine that we spent billions of dollars developing globally before it's available to all Americans. So much for America First. Let's go to the phones. Rebecca, thanks for hanging on. What do you say today on Veterans Day?
Well, praise God for people who care enough about America to go fight for liberty and freedom,
yeah,
for
amen,
other people in the world, and for our liberty and freedom. And I I don't know if I've missed out. I've been in Portland, and so I'm out of range of your program when I'm up there. But my brother, who I usually can't make him interested in talking about politics at all, ever, called me last night, and somebody had said something to him about something, and it piqued his interest, and he went and started crunching. He's a number cruncher for a job, and he went and started crunching numbers for the election here in Oregon, and discovered that in Oregon we have more votes than there are voters, and a lot of other discrepancies, and he wanted to know where to turn his information in. So I wasn't actually sure for that.
All right, so hang on for a moment, because I want to understand what you're saying. You're saying that he did some numbers crunching, and that he said that we cast more votes than there are registered voters?
Well, he also said that, now I'm not a numbers person. He ran a lot of numbers past me last night, and I got lost in it all. But his conclusion was that there were more votes than there were voters, and also that the Democrats voted, there were twice as many voters as the 2016 election that voted Democrat, even though there should have been less. I can't run it all past you. I got lost in it all. But
does he have this in the form of like an email or something that you could send to me? Because I'd be very interested in seeing
where to turn it in. And you wanted him to send it to you?
Yeah, have him send it to me, because I'll get it to the Secretary of State.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now here's the reason that I say that. Because here's what I know. Is that I know that some years ago, a lawyer that works for the Republican Party here in Oregon had asked me about putting together a research project. And it was based on, Rebecca, that in most of the precincts in Multnomah County, not all, but most of them, in a particular election, had more votes, more ballots cast than there were people of voting age in those precincts, according to the U.S. Census. Now, that needs to be investigated, and the only way that you would do that effectively is to do a hand recount. In a hand recount, and an audit, it's really both. You're going to both audit the people who cast the ballots, and you're going to make sure that the machines counted the ballots accurately, okay? So in this case, what he was alleging was that there were more votes in those precincts than there were voting age people. Now, for some of you who don't know, one of the ways that that can happen, but not in broadly, but occasionally, people will drop off a ballot in a precinct that is not the precinct that they're voting in, okay? And so what happens is these get transferred between precincts, all right? That's kind of how that works. So it is possible that some people, that you could have another precinct by mistake, a whole bunch of people put ballots in another precinct, and it would look like there's more votes there than there are people of voting age. Now, people of voting age is one thing, but registered voters is quite another. I have not seen any numbers. In fact, the Secretary of State's office does not show numbers of 100% voting in Oregon, because that's impossible. So I'm very curious to see what your brother's basing his numbers on.
Okay. I will have him call you and also email you.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see it. I mean, if he's a numbers cruncher, then great. You know, it's another piece of the puzzle. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it. Yes, and thank God. Bless God. Praise God. When men and women are willing to step forward to service. Oh, happy Veterans Day to you all. By the way, breaking news, Trump is projected to win Alaska over Biden. This is on the Epoch Times. Does anybody doubt that? You shouldn't. But apparently, for some reason, and I forget what it was, but Alaska shut down vote counting for about 3 or 4 days. And starting again yesterday, they had something like 160,000 ballots to go through. But again, there's another story, by the way, that tens of thousands of Pennsylvania ballots were returned earlier in the mail than they were sent, according to a particular researcher. Now, how could that be? Well, it's called Postal Service vote fraud, which there are affidavits from postal workers saying, yeah, they witnessed backdating of ballots in terms of the postal system. And then there's another story on the Epoch Times about Pennsylvania received 10,000 mail ballots after the polls closed on Election Day. Those should not be considered. By the way, Joe Biden only leads Trump by what? 20-some-odd thousand votes in Pennsylvania. By the way, also last night, Joe Biden's lead in Arizona, I have not seen this reflected, frankly. And in fact, even the Epoch Times map and the Senate races, it's accurate on the Senate races, and it's getting close to being accurate on the House races. But anyway, there's a lot more, folks. We've got a Stop the Steal rally this Saturday at the state capitol in Salem. I'm going to be there. In fact, I'll be driving in a convoy from Eugene to join us. It's going to be at noon. Come and join us. Stand firm. Don't give up.
No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration of it.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. My apologies. I just some days am ham-fisted when it comes to pushing a button. There you go. All right, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. We're going to get started on the phones in a momento. I want to remind you that CBD is something that works for me in my life. Maybe it'll work for you. Maybe it'll work for your body if you have aches and pains. Or maybe you just don't sleep well sometimes. CBD helps me sleep really well. Why don't you check out Pro Bioscience? They're a Salem-based company that buys only Oregon-grown CBD. Oregon-grown CBD is grown to the toughest standards there are because Oregon has them. And you know what? You can be assured that you're actually getting everything that you think you're getting and that they say you're getting. Go online to pro-bioscience.com. That's this great Salem-based company, pro-bioscience.com. Look at all the great products they have. You can call them. You can email them. And Jen, who runs the company, will get right back to you. And if you buy online, use the discount code Thanksgiving. Discount code Thanksgiving. And you get 15% off. pro-bioscience.com. Right to the phones. We'll start with Art, then move to Glenn, and then Freddie. Art, good morning.
I'm here.
You are.
After yesterday. First, I want to say, Jeff, that we should all, and I already have, but all our listeners should say a prayer for our veterans, ask God to intervene and help them with you know, their PTSD and the demons that they have that we know trouble them, because they sacrifice so much for us, Jeff. They go through hell for us to protect our country, and we need to pray for them today and every day, because
it takes
a special person to serve our country, they deserve all of our complete support in everything. And of course, our president straightened around that department, which had been so dysfunctional for so long. And they're blessed to have had him. And hopefully we'll continue to have him for the next 4 years. So given that, I did want to let you know that, I listened to a program yesterday on the Larry Elder Show where this military person from the Vietnam War, a highly decorated, was talking about this program that they have developed to switch the votes. And it was very interesting. And of course, as you know, Jeff, it's really hard to bring forth information about military programs and stuff to protect our, our national defense and not give away secrets. And that's why, all this stuff is slow in coming, but I do feel that it is coming. And like you said, that I do feel that it will help us retain one of the greatest presidents of our lifetime, if not in the history of our country.
You're right, Art, and I'm going to thank you for that and let you go, because I've got to move on to both Glenn and Freddie.
Right.
Great point. One of the ways that we can help support Donald Trump, friends, is to show up this Saturday at the state capitol at noon. We've got a Stop the Steal or Defeat the Steal rally going on. And hopefully there's going to be more Trump truck caravans. We're caravanning from Eugene. I'm going to drive up there from Halsey and then caravan with a bunch of great patriots up the freeway. I've still got my Trump flag up and my American flag on the back of my pickup. And I'm not taking it down because this ain't over, folks. Let's go to the phones. Glenn, good morning. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Yeah, I'm here I was in the belly of the beast past weekend. I did visit over at Panorama City. Pastor's church was full, over 6,000 people at Grace Community Church last weekend. Mm-hmm. And very few people were sick or coughing, anything like that. The Saturday before I was there, I was actually down heading toward on Highway 2 toward the beach, and I was on Santa Monica Boulevard, and nobody was moving. I was quite unaware of what was going on, the two rallies. One was in West Hollywood, and the other one was the Trump rally in on the other side of Highway 2, which the traffic wasn't moving, so I just stopped and started walking. And in the rally in West Hollywood, about half were wearing a mask, half were not. And they were not social distancing. They were in the streets, on the sidewalks, probably several hundred thousand. And they were rallying for Biden. And on the other side, I bumped into somebody from Epic Times for the Trump rally in Beverly Hills. And it was very interesting. They were very orderly, and they were kind of practicing some of the good parts of distancing, but they were not wearing masks. Anyway, right now, California is going from, in Sacramento, it's going from red to purple. They're going to not let people, restaurants will not be able to have more than 25 people, and even less if they have any symptoms or the count is too high. It's very interesting down here what's going on. It just goes to show what liberalism is like. Hollywood all the way to the beach, everything was boarded up. The people were down and out except for at the rallies. Hollywood was the worst I've ever seen in my whole life. And you really can't leave your car. You can't walk from your car even hardly into a store. People are just going up and down the street and in parking lots, looking at whatever they can find or steal and begging for stuff. I've never seen it like that.
Wow.
It's amazing to see it in the belly of the beast, what it's like.
Okay.
Pastor is in Colorado right now, taking a respite, John MacArthur, and Michael was taking his place, and the school is open, the master's college is open, and there's not a lot of sick people. There has been some reports.
So Gavin Newsom hasn't arrested anybody, right, from the church because they're still meeting?
They have not moved in on him. However, the sheriff, Santa Clarita, and the county sheriff, the commissioners are trying to boot him out. They're trying to vote him out. But he takes a vote of the people to get him in. And
he's
resisting because
that's right.
That sheriff has been on the side of Pastor John for years and years and years. And the commissioners are just furious about it.
Well, this is the importance of elections and liberty being preserved. Glenn, I got to let you go because I need to move on to Freddie here. Thanks for the report. I appreciate that. Look, it is about liberty, friends. And on this Veterans Day, everything about liberty is on the line. This business about being forced to wear masks. You can't have more than six people in your home for Thanksgiving. Folks, that's tyranny. That's not liberty. When you serve in our military forces, you do so for the concept of liberty. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. What do you say, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. Today's Veterans Day, so I'm going to talk about veterans. And I've been sending notes to all my fellow veterans that I've served with around the country. And tonight, I've been invited by a family to sit down and have dinner with a veteran who was in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He's 92 years old.
Wow.
So I want to celebrate that with him and his family, and I want to appreciate and say thank you to all my fellow veterans out there, and especially the ones that served in combat, because in World War II, the average combat veteran served 2 weeks in combat out of a year, and in Vietnam, they spent 235 days in combat in 1 year. So the Vietnam War was a little bit different the way it was orchestrated, and of course the helicopters put the veterans, the combat veterans, in the fight 235
right.
days out of a year. So that's a little statistic for you. And the other thing too, Jeff, two-thirds of the Vietnam veterans were drafted, and most of the pilots that I flew with were draftees, but they were one hell of a soldier, I can tell you that.
So the draft wasn't all bad after all.
No, when people talk about draft soldiers not serving, that's a bunch of BS. I served with those guys and some really tough, you know, we were in special ops, so it was really tough assignments. And these guys fought like hell, and they're true Americans. So, you know, I think one of the problems that we have today is that we don't have the draft, because once you bring them in off the farms and off the cities, you learn what it is to be an American and serve your country.
That's right, friend. Thank you for your service in Vietnam.
Thank you.
For your continued standing for the principles of liberty. That's what it's about. That's really what it's about on Veterans Day today. When I come back, more emails and more stories to talk about. Happy Veterans Day 2020. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
And you can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I will do my best to read it on the air. Like the one I'm going to read you in a moment from Lee on Veterans Day. By the way, if you're looking for a contractor that you can trust, and that's not always easy this day to find contractors that you really know that they're going to do everything they say they're going to do. Yeah, they may be licensed. Yeah, they may have a bond. But that's only part of the story. It's really how they listen to you and work with you to build, repair, do whatever you want to have done. Usually on your home, sometimes on your business. That's Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Specializes in renovations, certainly kitchens, but also bathrooms and other things. RighteousRenovations.com is his website. The guy who's not afraid to live his faith in his business. And he does that, and not just in his name, but actually in how he works with people. And you can see that if you go to his website, read the great testimonials at RighteousRenovations.com. Eric Azer is a contractor you can trust. Lee writes this email about Veterans Day, ? Spit on great grandpa and slap grandma, quote unquote, seems to be the respect that some young folks have today. It isn't their fault. It's our fault that we allow the schools not to teach history, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's not their fault that they see so many of us working for the American dream and not getting anywhere. It's our fault that we've continued to hand over our vote to manage all things political. Be that as it may, we must educate those with the truth based in love. What was fought for so that we can continue to enjoy the freedoms we have today? We must explain that these freedoms are in jeopardy. A select few wants to remove them. Shake the hand, thank a veteran and those that are currently serving. Often, and not just one day a year, for the sacrifice they did or are doing. The freedom we enjoy came at a great price. Amen to that. Something I witnessed for myself as a civilian embedded with Oregon National Guard combat infantry units in Iraq and Afghanistan. Freedom is not free. It comes with a deep price. Whether you've been in combat or not, the fact that you're willing to go means everything and should. And Lee's right. The proper respect for it is not being taught in our schools. So that means it's up to us. And I go back to, and this is the importance of Veterans Day, is we honor and acknowledge. And again, there's a great prayer for veterans this day that you should read. It's on Lid blog. I'll have it on the show plan up on my Facebook page. But this great quote that is just timeless from Abraham Lincoln. And it is about veterans. It is about respecting. It's not Abraham Lincoln. I misspoke. I've got another quote about Abraham Lincoln that it's not for the moment. Ronald Reagan, about freedom. Freedom is not something that we pass through our genes into our children. It has to be constantly taught. It has to be constantly fought over and debated. And I'm paraphrasing. That's so true. And it's never more true than today. This piece about does the truth really matter? This written by a veteran on Veterans Day. And it's in the Federalist. I'll have it up there also on my Facebook page. Why I'm disappointed in Americans this Veterans Day. And her central point is that she's disappointed in Americans because half of America voted for the communist agenda that Joe Biden has to this day on his website, the Bernie Sanders agenda. Half of America voted for them. And it is this leftist takeover of America that we have allowed in our schools, in the media, in big tech, in our churches. That threat of the leftist takeover of America is the greatest threat to America. It's not Al-Qaeda. It's not the Russians, the Chinese. The greatest threat to liberty is the leftist takeover of this country. Because you see, through the news media and through their means of social media and other things, the censorship, truth doesn't matter anymore, folks. But it should. It must. That's what this election is all about. It's why reading Breitbart, there's a piece on Breitbart right now. It's the headline. New York Times calls Breitbart stories about the election integrity fight, quote, factually accurate, unquote, but, quote, it's still misinformation, unquote. Folks, the fact that we have all of these affidavits under the penalty of law that are the basis of these lawsuits is what's going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I believe Trump is going to win Pennsylvania. I believe he's going to, through vote counting and lawsuits in Arizona, be declared the winner there. And that's the end of it. That doesn't even account all the lawsuits going on in Michigan and Wisconsin. They have to keep going, including Georgia, folks. And Georgia is ripe for fraud. All of this has to be both discovered, and we have to keep defending Donald Trump. In fact, there's a story, I'm not going to get to it today, again, on the Federalist. There are 12 ways that Trump to bomb the battlefield while Biden claims the presidency. And it's all about Trump going on offense. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. It's a great story. It's great ideas. It's all meant to give you hope. And friends, we have hope today because of the liberty that has been preserved for us by our veterans, whether they went to combat or not. They've been willing to serve us in combat, to lay their lives on the line. And folks, that is such a precious thing. Now we have to do our part. So I want to urge you to come join me this Saturday at the steps of the Capitol at noon for a Defeat the Steal rally. Bring your friends, bring your Trump flags, stand up, be counted. I also want to encourage you, if the air conditioning system or the heat system, because it's going to get cold again, is not working in your home, you ought to call Freedom Heating and Air. A great Salem company, been here well over 40 years. They take care of their customers. And they have great discounts for veterans on this Veterans Day. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. I hope you listen to her. Friends, I hope you're back tomorrow, as we'll no doubt have more having to talk about politics over a cup of coffee. Be blessed. See you tomorrow. Oops.